hopeless, baby.
I can't seem to figure out
what you got going on now.
That was Zonanian Zoo by Kezia Malam. Her song drops on the 12th of January, and you can check her out on Instagram at Kezia Malam. Stay tuned and enjoy this episode. I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
So we're back again with another episode, and this time we're speaking about music. We all love music. I think, like, I don't think there's anyone that actually dislikes music, and who better to speak about music than Princess and Kezia. Say hello, guys.
I didn't know if Princess wanted to go first.
Hi, guys. I swear, the same thing as well. Okay, hi, guys. My name is Princess. My stage name is R&B Princess. Hi, guys. Daniel, please.
Hi. You know what? Yeah, I'm not going to cut this out. I'll leave it in because this is funny.
Why? Oh, my God. No, but I swear, like, I wanted to start, but I was like, what if she wants to go first?
Me too.
Yeah, usually
you know what that shows? It just shows that we're very polite people, because someone else would just be like, yeah, hi.
Yeah, like, I'm so respectful.
I can tell.
Like, I was like, I want to go, but I was like, let me wait. Like, you never know.
I appreciate it, man.
Oh, wow. Instead of you two went to, like, go for it, just kind of, like, say your name, but it's okay.
Yeah, but it's like, what if I went and she was talking at the same time?
Yeah.
True,
then we'd like,
true.
Hi, guys, and then at the same time, like, you get, like, it doesn't work.
Sure, I mean, whichever works,
like,
ultimately.
Do our intro now.
Hey, guys, I'm Kezia. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and I love music.
I didn't even say what I am.
I listened to it again.
Princess, reload it.
I have to reload it. Hi, guys, my name is Princess, stage name R&B Princess. I'm a singer, storyteller, and I work in the music industry. Okay.
I love it.
Fantastic, all my days. So you guys are well versed and experienced in the music industry, I would say.
Well, not me, Princess.
But you know, but in the sense that you've been practicing, like, your music and doing all of that. I mean, you guys aren't quite burnout boy and
okay. Terms,
but, like, you're getting there, wow. Right?
But soon, yeah, like, soon.
Soon, exactly, soon. Exactly.
Like, very, very soon.
Love to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I know that, obviously, not everyone is, like, born a singer, but how do you know that, okay, I definitely, like, want to sing professionally? Like, it's nice to do as a hobby, but for you, Princess, how do you know this is what you want to do professionally?
Okay, so, basically, like, I music for me, I feel like I've always, like, I grew up around music. Like, my dad used to listen to a lot of music, so music for me was, like, very integral in my childhood. But I think it really hit me that I wanted to sing when I was, like, 8, and I realized that I could actually sing a little bit better than the average person. And I went back to look at, like, pictures of me when I was, like, younger, and I saw a particular picture when I was 1, and, like, and I even asked my parents about the picture, like, how the picture came about. And apparently, we went out to have, like a party. And my parents lost me. They didn't know where I was. So they were going around looking for me. And they found me in front of, like, the live band, just holding the mic. I wasn't doing anything with it. I was just holding
now,
it.
Wow.
And I was like, this thing has to all be part of, like, it has to make sense. Like, it can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
So that was me. That was it for me. I just... slowly, like, every year of my life, I sort of just piece together that this has to be something part of what God wants me to do with my life, because it's so important to me. Like, music is so central to my life, so it has to be my passion of some sort, and I'm good at it, so, you know, might as well. So that was it for me.
That's really good. Kezia, what about you?
Yeah, I've been, before I say that, Princess, yeah, your story's mad. Like, I love it. I love to hear it.
honestly
for me, like,
thank you.
I've been singing, like, for ages. Like, I've been singing since I was little, funny enough. Like, I think I started off with acting. I just got into singing. Actually, you know, I wanted to be a rapper when I was little, and I used to, like, try and freestyle stuff. Then I think I just started watching talent shows and really got into singing that way. I was in a performing art school for a bit when I was little, but that was just basic stuff there. Then I moved to Norwich, joined choir, was singing there and everything. Then I feel like for me, I just kind of put it to the side as I grew older. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to support my guys, my friends when they're doing music, and I'm not really just going to be doing music like that. But as time went on, it was last year for me, last year where life was just mad. Daniel knows how far. I went back to Lagos for 2 months, I think. And while I was there, I was like, oh, I'm going to start putting stuff on my IG. I was like, Siva, I don't see myself doing anything else. But for me, what made me sure that this music thing is what I'm going to do, it's just how the moment I started putting out stuff, everything started going smoothly. Like, everything started coming to me. I wasn't chasing anything. And I feel like what even solidified it for me is this master's that I'm doing, because I'm more... I think it just let me know anything outside of music is not for me. And I'm just, yeah, I just, this is where I'm most comfortable. This is where it's like breathing for me. I don't think when I'm doing music, I breathe music. And, you know, I know it sounds so cliche, but it is what it is. And yeah, this is just what I know that I'm going to be doing.
Oh, wow. That's so deep. Like, you went proper deep. Isn't wow. Yeah. But so to us, like, listeners, music can be like an escape, and sometimes it's like a coping mechanism. But for you, the creator, Princess, what is music to you?
I feel like music is everything. It's like a combination of both what you said. I feel like when I'm in the shittiest mood, music can like pick me up. Place in the same like way, like when I'm in a situation where I can't really express, you know, when you feel a certain way but you can't really express like how you feel like in words. Sometimes I just feel like I feel a way but I cannot say how I feel in detail, but I listen to a song and it just breaks everything down and I'm just like, this makes so much sense. But for me, mostly it's a form of expression. It's a form of me just pouring out an emotion. Like, it's like, once I pour that emotion, I can never really feel the way I felt when I wrote that song or when I poured it out in a way. So yeah, that's music for me. Music is just life, to be honest. It just makes everything better to me. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, wow. Kezia, what's it to you?
For me, I would say, I agree 100% with what Princess said, because that really is what music is. Like, it's life. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a favorite song. For me, it's like, it's my way of articulating myself. It's my way of zoning out. It's my way of connecting. It's my way of doing so many different things. And I mean, above all, it's a gift. Like, I see it as a gift. Just the ability to even make it. Like, it's one thing to listen to it, but it's nothing to be able to make it. And just, see, she already knows. She knows what it is. Like, it's not. It's such a gift to be able to make it and to be able to articulate what you feel and what you think and what you want to say and then put it in the form of melodies and lyrics. That is such a gift, because like it's so liberating. That's the only way I can describe it. So yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
literally everything she said, like with a full stop. That's literally it for me.
That's really. It's really intriguing seeing it from that perspective, because I think everyday listeners, all we hear, and I'm sure you guys are listeners as well, you feel a type of way you play a certain music. And I feel like music has such an impact on society today, where it's like the go-to thing. Like, everyone's listening to music for different reasons. Me personally, I have like kind of gravitated towards listening to music for like the lyrics. I mean, besides like listening to cope and all of that, but I kind of focus on the lyrics. So personally, like, the way music, especially rap, has shifted. So lots of like it went from like the whole conscious rap to like mumble rap, then to whatever the hell, like Lil Baby and whatever the hell they do now. I struggle with like some songs now, because it's like, I'm trying to like listen to the words, and you have a lot of people that are like really saying some things, and it's like, oh my God, Like, this is what people really enjoy. So for your own specific, like music, how would you describe, like, Princess? How would you describe the music you create?
I feel like my music is, like, what I'm going for anyways, because I feel like I'm not really there yet. But what I'm going for is, I'm going for really simple, like, in terms of lyrics, I'm going for really simple lyrics that anybody can easily relate to. I don't really know how to do, like, complicated type of, like, writing, like, or do too much, like, poetry. Like, I just want you to be able to listen to the song and clearly understand what exactly this girl is saying, because it's as simple as possible. With my, like, melodies and stuff, that's when it gets a little bit more complicated and, like, backup vocals. But my music is mainly just simple music that anybody can, like, just, you know, kind of, like, just gravitate towards. I'm trying to create very, like, catchy melodies, things that just ring in your head, even if it's just, like, the hook or, like, a line from the song that even subconsciously you just sort of remember it. That's kind of, like, where I'm going for in my music. And in terms of the message, it's kind of, I just want it to be relatable, because really and truly, like, I feel like my music is really based on my life and just, like, everyday situations. It might be love, it might be feminism, it can just be the struggles that women go through, like, whatever it is. I just want it to be something that is just real, you know? I feel like a lot of people make music that is just supposed to be a vibe, but it's not really attached to reality. But my music, what I want it to be, is real, catchy, and simple. That's it for me.
Oh, wow. I love, like, songs that you listen to and you're like, shit, this is me. Like, this is my experience, you know? I think those are, like, the best songs, effectively. Well, Kezia, how would you describe the music you make?
Well, first of all, I see that Princess makes R&B, and I'm a huge R&B head. Like, so, okay, we'll talk later.
We'll literally talk later.
But my music is predominantly R&B, even though I'm going into a little something a little different next year. But for what? Thank you, babes. But anyway, basically, right now, how I would describe my music is it's music that just gets you in your feelings. That's how I would describe it. It just gets you in your feelings. I love manipulating my tone in whatever way I can to kind of just create some playful vibe or like a whispery kind of smooth vibe and just trying to achieve different things. I think I'm like Princess. In terms of, like, my lyrics, I try to be creative with my lyrics, but I think I'm just very straightforward in trying to put across a message, so I don't do too much. But when it comes to the BVs and, like, the melodies, that's when I really want to play around, because I really want to kind of create a feeling with it. And so I guess that's where, like, my highest creativity
what's
is.
What's so alike? It's crazy.
Yes, yo.
It's so crazy.
Well,
it's mad, man.
Leave me out too, because, like, by the time I drop my next project, you don't know what's going on. You really don't.
You're actually killing me. You're killing me.
We're ready.
But yeah, so I think another point I want to get into, something I was discussing with Kezia, I think last week as well, is that, you know, as listeners, right, we kind of, for us, when we see, like, the likes of Omalay, Thames, who else comes to mind, but you kind of see this, like, quote-unquote new artists, it's as if, like, they come from, like, zero, like, nothing, and they're suddenly here and they're big. It's like Corey Bello as well, and you start to wonder, like, and because I heard on the radio, it's like, for every Thames or Malay, Corey, so on and so forth, there's like 100-200 other people that didn't quite make it. And I think there was a girl from I think YBNL that was complete, that kind of, like, put a statement out that said that, like, she didn't get enough support from I really don't know whether it's Olamide or Davido that's in YBNL, but one of the two saying, like, yeah, Olamide, that she didn't get kind of, like, enough support to, like, make her, like, pop off. And I know there's I think it happened with Chance the Rapper, that I think it's called, like, an industry plug, where you're kind of purposely put out there because, like, the person that put you out there kind of, like, wanted you out there. So, like, how hard would you, like, I don't know, Prince, how hard is it to make it in the music industry, to become mainstream anyway?
To be mainstream in the music industry, so I can't really speak generally. I'm just going to speak based on Nigerian music industry, because that's the industry that I'm currently operating in and trying to penetrate. But to be mainstream in the Nigerian music industry, I feel like talent is like 60%, because it's important, because at the end of the day, when you're out there, people still will refer back to like things that you've done in the past and stuff. But really and truly, like, what can really get you to that 100%, you need some sort of backing. So, for example, with like Tems and Omale, I cannot take away from the fact that they are very talented individuals. Yeah. Like, you cannot even say that they are not talented. But let's be real, they have the backing of people that are very well positioned in the music industry. For example, if you have the backing of people that can easily get your songs or get you on like the biggest playlists in Africa, get you on the biggest like radio stations, get you on the biggest like TV stations, the sky is literally your starting point. You don't even need to do much and you literally blow up. Now imagine you do that and you have talent as well. Like, you would just skyrocket. And I feel like it's like, to be mainstream in Nigeria, it's two things. It's one, you have to be talented. Two, you also have to know the right people. That's one of the things I realized like this year. Who you know is so important. It doesn't even matter how much you have in your account. You have to know people. You have to have value as an artist. Like, people have to have a reason to support you for whatever reason. If it's that, even if it's just that you are well positioned and you've been able to offer them support, whatever the case. So you have to be talented. You have to be hardworking as well, and you have to be you have to just know people. You have to know the right people, and you have to just be old favors by the right people as well.
Princess, you are preaching. You are preaching. Like,
I've studied it. Like, this is not even something I'm saying based on opinion. Like, I've literally studied what it takes to blow in Nigeria, and that's it.
I love, I'm sorry, Daniel, I feel like I'm stealing this from you, but I love that you're talking about the whole thing about, you know, knowing people. Because I know Daniel would have mentioned, but I'm huge on networking. I'm big on networking. For me, so networking is bigger than... Networking can, in some cases, do more for you than money. Yeah. Like, networking is
money
big.
Money can't do anything for you. Like, I'm not even capping. Because people will take your money and put you on a playlist or take your money. But what you need is sentiment. You need someone that can actually vouch for you and say, yo, this big... See, if someone tweets your song or someone tweets that, oh, this girl is talented, it can do so much more for you than somebody putting you on some playlist or... putting you on some radio that nobody even knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is so important. People have to like you as you, separate from the music. It's so important.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
And branding.
Yeah.
Branding is everything. Your brand has to just be, it has to be different, and it has to be something that people can just like.
Mm.
So is that like an actual thing now? So there's your music, but there's now your brand, there's like what you personify. Like, which is more important?
Music. I feel like music will always be important, but your brand is also very, I feel like they go hand in hand, really. Because your brand pushes your music. Your music can be amazing, but if you have such a shit brand, you always just like, it's always just be like, this girl is talented, but it doesn't catch people's interest. You have like a brand that is just captivating in whatever way. It doesn't have to be like just to be so mainstream, but it could just be that, okay, it could just be that your brand is mysterious. It could just be that your brand is relatable. It could just be that your brand is friendly. Whatever the approach you decide to take, it has to work.
Yeah.
I feel like
when you speak about the brand, the one person that comes to mind, obviously I'm not a pro at this, but I feel like Zlatan. I feel like Zlatan's brand, like his entire vibe, stands out a lot more than his like music per se. Like, he's like, I feel like if he was just some that didn't have like the look and the, I don't know what the word is, the like the, like that appeal.
I agree. There's so many people.
Yeah.
There's so many people that the brand carries the music, which is why brand is, like I said, is practically as important as music. Like, you should push it as important as you push the music as well.
But, yeah, I think that's really cool. Yeah. Who's your biggest influence in the music world?
Oh, that question is so difficult for me because I can never answer it.
Like, who comes to mind? Yeah. Like, what names come to mind?
In terms of, like, my sound, people, like, there's this artist called Alex Isley. She has that kind of tone. I would say people like, I don't even listen to a lot of Janae, but in terms of tone, the whispery tone that I go for in terms of, for my BBs, yeah. And Janae Aiko, gosh, in terms of like my actual main vocals, I will probably say, who would I say? It's so difficult for me at times to kind of put my finger on this, because I listen to so many that sometimes I get lost, but I always go back to D'Angelo, because D'Angelo for me, he's R&B and soul, but his music sounds live. It sounds live. He uses a lot of live instruments, and that's what I connect with. And so that's what I want to kind of bring forth with myself. I want to be someone that can play a lot of live music, and you know, just kind of make it playful and fun, but keep that R&B soul in it.
Yeah.
Like he did. He was just he's very creative with his music and what he does with it and how he puts things together. In terms of production, someone that I aspire to be like in terms of music production, Emma V. She's amazing. Like she's amazing. She's an amazing singer, but she's such an amazing producer. And off the top of my head, I would say them.
Oh, wow. Princess, yeah. Who are your biggest influences in music?
This question is so hard, because right? I have like 1 million. Like, actually was talking, I was like, I have like 1 million. I have like I feel like her, I have like different like people for different reasons. So in terms of like the vibe I'm trying to create, I feel like someone like Ashanti is like the closest to, like, I've been listening to her a lot lately, because I'm just trying to understand how she, something about Ashanti is like, when she does a hook, it kind of just gets stuck in your head without you, even if you don't know the lyrics, you just like find yourself humming the hook. And I feel like that's the type of like addictive type of music I'm trying to create. In terms of like performance and like vocal dexterity, I'm looking at people like Tori Kelly, I'm looking at people like Whitney Houston, because that's who I grew up listening to. In terms of R&B and just what I'm trying to accomplish with that genre, I'm looking at people like Ne-Yo. I grew up listening to so much Ne-Yo. Like, there's so much Ne-Yo inside of me. And just in just the general package, I'm just trying to be like your average like Rihanna, but like, you know, more of the singer, because I know she doesn't sing like that all the time.
Yeah,
stuff like that. If I have to look back home, I think the only female artist that I really gravitate towards is Tems, because I feel like she's doing something that's completely different and people are like fucking with it, which is what I want to do as well. Male artist, a million, but I would say Oxlade right now, because he's a vibe. He's like a whole vibe, and he's a perfectionist, which is like very similar to how I am in terms of like everything, vocals, backups. So yeah.
Oh wow.
Those are just people that, if I can, off the top of my head, there's no like 100.
yeah, I can imagine. But I know, Princess, you're the head of music for Lucid Lemons. So what is it that you guys like? Can you tell me a bit more about like Lucid Lemons? Tell us, rather.
Okay, so Lucid Lemons is a, I guess right now we're becoming a creative agency that basically just represents different types of creatives, so not necessarily music, musicians, actors, writers. If you do something in the creative industry, we have the ability to support you, represent you, get you affiliations, whatever the case may be. Just help you put up an event, promote your stuff, you know, that kind of vibe. So what I do in terms of the music department is I just help to highlight the music scene, musicians, musical events, whatever the case. So yeah, that's what we do in a summary.
I love it. I just love anything that helps the exposure of artists and current artists and all of that.
To support anybody in the creative industry,
honestly,
upcoming, you know, blown,
all of them, all join.
As long as we can help,
Yeah, because honestly, social media, right, has big, like, I'm going to do a whole separate episode on social media, but social media, right, a lot of people would not be where they are today because of, like they wouldn't be because of social media. Like, social media has carried and continues to carry, and it's almost illegal, because it's literally, you can be in your house making banging music and you reach out to millions because of maybe someone put you on. It's like,
because
there's
someone retweeted you.
Do you get, there's this song, so Small powerful. Doctor, like this Small Doctor song that like went big because I think it appeared in a meme or something. Like, I can't even remember, but like he started trending and he's getting like loads of royalties because of something like that. So it definitely goes a long way. But
social media is so important.
It really is. But yeah, a couple of questions for you guys, right? So this year is coming to an end. So this is like a Nigerian edition, like a little, not pop quiz, but random questions. So who would you say has the best mainstream album of this year?
Wow, that's hard.
Go first.
For me, because to be honest, I can't lie, I have my mind made up. The album that I played with, you know, comfortably from beginning to end without stopping, was Wizkid's album. I was going to say Wizkid, but I think Wizkid is the only person that has an album that I've listened to from top to bottom, and I've never had to sometimes one song, and I don't know how. I get to the end of the album. Help me ask Wizkid what he did. But if I would say the best album, to be honest, I feel like,
yeah,
kind of,
I
like,
think
if you have to put all the metrics,
yeah,
and fun, like all the metrics and all the international recognition and everything, it probably would be Burna Boy's Twice's Tour.
That's what I wanted to hear, to be honest. I just wanted to hear Burna Boy.
That's the honest truth.
Burna Boy's Twice's Tour.
No, that's
but you know what, yeah? Like, I love, you know, what I love about albums, right, is when, like, you listen to a hit song, like, and you listen to another song, and you now suddenly have a new favorite song. When, like, I love that about albums. Like, with Wizkid, it was, like, originally
Made in Lagos. Made in Lagos. Every song has been my favorite at a point.
Whiskey matters. But you know who gets a good shout as well for me? I think Fireboy. I don't know that it was this year, but Fireboy.
Oh my God.
Album. Yeah. The one with Champion and
A lot of people think that album is made, but I can't lie, when I first heard it, I thought it was made as well. But I listened to that album so many times, I'm like, this album is actually so great. I feel like it's not as commercial as his first one. So a lot of people are like, it's not a good album, but I think if you actually gave it like an actual expectations or any comparison to his first album, it's such a great album.
It really is, really is.
It's such a great album.
Can we talk about how Nigerians always feel the need to compare when it comes to our artists? I hate it, man.
It's so irritating. Like, I like people to evolve. Like, I swear this is actually a thing that is going to happen when I actually start putting out proper projects. Like, don't be comparing people's projects. I could have put out a project today and I'm a different person tomorrow. Like,
true.
Do you realize that music is literally just how people feel? Like, if you just went by that, you'd be less judgmental. Which one is, it's not as nice as his first album. So, bro, it's so funny.
And also another perspective is this, bro. When it comes to, like, you know, people that draw or paint, when it comes to their art, people don't compare, you know, their visual art. People don't really compare visual art like that. When it comes to, like, I don't know what causes them to feel they can do this when it comes to, like, audio art, like, singers and rappers and all of that. But they come and they do this whole comparison thing. I don't know where the logic came from. It doesn't make sense.
I've never heard someone say, oh, his first film was better than his second film, or his first, like, fashion, whatever, is better. It's only when his artist... Why can't you allow different personalities? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
bro. But I feel like it's natural, but there's not a lot that can do, you know. It's like as an artist, you set a certain standard, and when someone listens and they feel like you, because for you're going for, like, because you listen to people that they start with, it's like Bruno Mars, he started with a very like deep vibe, then he switched to like full-on pop star.
I won't even call it a switch. I feel like what you need to understand is that people have different interests and like different vibes at different times. So let's say, for example, I spend the whole of this year, listening to Afrobeats. If I were to create a project coming out of this year, best believe that a lot of it will be inspired by Afrobeats, maybe like the experiences that I faced. The minute I'm out of that vibe, I might start listening to like R&B and soul. If I put up another project that is R&B and soul, would you now say, oh, she didn't live up to that standard? Or, oh, you know, it's not a standard. It's a form of
expression. That's actually,
a form of expression. Like, I don't see people saying, oh, this Chimamanda's book is not as good as this Chimamanda's book. Whether don't like it or you don't.
Exactly.
You get it, don't like it, or you don't. So, like, I don't
know. That's crazy. Like, you know, this is, like, I've never thought about it that way. Yeah, I think I agree. Because now that you said it, I'm not really thinking that that's actually true, because these are human beings that, like, today you could be on this, tomorrow you're on something else, and music, you're not like, because I feel like, you know, because a lot of fans, like, fans go a long way to, like, someone's career, you know, so, like, a lot of artists are tried in the court of public opinion. So what a listener's expectation is and what the artist wants to do is very different, and that's why I feel like sometimes you have people that I feel like there are a lot of artists that they make music they want to make. Some other artists that make music that like people want to hear. Like you can tell that,
people want to hear. Yeah, it's the artist cycle. Once in a while, you have to like make music for people. But the reality of it is that before I even cared about who the hell is listening to my music, I wanted to just make music because I wanted to make music.
Exactly.
So it's like that would always be, more, I guess, a little bit more important to the average person. Obviously, there's some people that get caught in like the clout and they're like, "Omo, I will only make music that people want to hear." But really and truly, how boring is that? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How boring is
that? I get that.
It's so easy to make music that people want. So like, why should I do that every single time? Why should I do? So imagine Burna Boy. Fireboy.
Yeah, I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly the same as Laughter. Would it make any sense? Like, would people even vibe with them? They'll say, oh, he just literally did a complete of the last album. What do you guys want?
People would turn on you so quickly. Like, fans, it would turn on you so quickly. It's crazy, honestly.
Like, so quickly. Like, they're never satisfied. So, the truth is, just make music that you want to make. And if people like it, there will always be people that will like it. Yeah. So just always remember that and just
do that. Do you know when you're making a hit song? Like, do you know it's going to be the biggest song on my album? Because I know a lot of artists probably do know that, because the marketing for certain songs is a lot bigger than the others. So I'm guessing they know that this will be the hit song. But I don't know, in the making of the song, do they like, do you think like they know this will be the hit song, or they just kind of have a hunch and they go with it?
I feel like Kezia should answer first, because my answer is very controversial.
I feel like for me, I know Princess is definitely way deeper in the industry than I am. So for me, as someone that's just starting and just at a basic level, I couldn't tell you these times if it's a hit song, purely because when I record my music, I play it over and over and over again till I get to a point where I'm like, oh, this is trash, and I don't like it again, and I don't even want to and I don't even want to release it.
Or twins, man.
Okay.
Or twins.
Yeah. So like, even the song that I'm going to drop for my birthday, I actually made up my mind that I
wouldn't. January 12th.
Thank you, man.
Oh my god, my birthday is January 16th.
Wow, no, our sisters. Oh my god. We're not best friends.
Oh, I can't. We're actually sisters. Like, there's no way. Like, I thought.
Wow. Wow. Princess, when I talk to you later and tell you how I even got in this podcasting. Okay, anyways. yeah, so, you know, even the song that I'm going to drop next month, like, I didn't like it. I think I played it to one more person and they're like, huh? Like, this is mad. And that's how I now, like, changed my mind. And I had to kind of, I had to ginger myself up to really like it again. And now I think I'm back at a place where I like it. So I couldn't tell you if a song is going to be a hit song. I feel like I will eventually. But I feel like what really helps to be able to tell is the people you have around you and their reactions. And and also not just anyone, people that know music. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah,
it's people that I think it's a mixture of both. So it's a mixture of people who know music and just your common average person, because you need the common, that sounds some type of way, but you need your normal listener to just you need feedback from your normal listener so that you can know what the general public could potentially like. But you need people you need people who listen to music and know music to give feedback so that you know genuinely if this thing is legit. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my perspective. Over to you, Princess.
Okay, so I feel like what she said is true. So like that's like one part of like my own opinion. I feel like the only way to know if a song is like a hit song, really and truly, is like just people's genuine reaction. Like I have a friend who, like, when she's out in a public place, she just plays her music like randomly in the background. She doesn't let people know that, oh, this is her song, or she would just be playing it and just be observing like the reactions. Wow. And I was like, when she tweeted it, I was like, I should actually do this. Like, you know, because I feel like a lot of people will tell you that your song is a hit because they're your friends, or because they don't want to hurt your feelings, or because they want you guys to like continue to have a good relationship. But if people just can vibe to your music without knowing that it's you, then like that's one. My second opinion is, what's your definition of a hit song? A hit song, do you know that a lot of the songs that we hear on radio and that are like the biggest songs in the country, do you know that a lot of it is manipulated to be the biggest song in the country? Imagine you tune into like 5 radio stations, or in the space of 1 hour, you keep hearing a particular song. How long is it going to take before you conclude that that song is a hit song?
True.
So a lot of these songs are industry manipulated. They make you believe it's a hit song by telling you that, oh, this song has blah, 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 million streams. Oh, this song is everywhere. It's on every radio station you listen to. It's all over the internet. There's all these influencers posting the song, dancing to the song. There's challenges on the song. A lot of hit songs are manipulated to be hit songs. So that's another aspect. That's the controversial aspect of it. But I feel like a standard hit song, the only definition I can say that what makes a song a hit is if it has mad replay value. If you listen to the song and you want to listen to it again and again, you don't realize that I've listened to it 5 times, it's a hit song. That's my opinion. So replay value, people's opinions, like Kezia said, people that, random people, like, and music execs and stuff like that. And yeah, just honestly, if you're an industry plug as well, that would help.
Fair enough. So yeah, so do you guys have any upcoming projects that we should be eagerly waiting?
Woo! Tell us, Princess, we want music.
Upcoming projects, I know that I'm going to put out my debut EP. I don't want to give you guys a date because me and myself, I don't know. But I'm working on my debut. I'm working on a project with a producer friend of mine that's been my friend since secondary school. We're making music since secondary school. So I'm working on something special. And aside from that, I'm working on like a little secondary school project as well. Trust me, this one, no one even knows about it. I've not even contacted the people that I want to be on it. But I know when I'm ready, I'll put it together.
Fair enough.
Those are like the only projects I would say I'm working on. So maybe an EP from just me, an EP from me and this person, and maybe another EP from... Oh, and I'm working on a bunch of mixtapes.
Okay, so that's 2021. We'll just keep our 2021 open.
Be ready.
Definitely. What about you, Kezia?
Kezia, I hope you're doing
I'm dropping my song.
When?
And let us set our notifications. I'm dropping my song Zona Nyanzu on 12th of January. And the next year.
That's so cute, Rice.
Yes. Yes.
So cute.
And then I hope to drop. So I'm doing a free song EP, which is going to be like a lot of Afrofusion. It's going to be like R&B Afrofusion stuff. It's just going to be really lit stuff. And I'm trying to do that summer next year, just before I move back to Nigeria, which I'm excited about.
Lagos, give me a call, girl.
I'm moving back to Lagos, so I'm ready. So, dropping that. So, prepare for Zona Nyanzu.
Oh, well, yeah. I think definitely. If you don't mind, Keza, we'll drop a little snippet in the podcast so that people can. If it's the song you sent to me, then Princess is actually such a lit song.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.